You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We've got 2 weeks left in our series here in the book of Acts. And I'm so grateful for the awesome work that God is doing at our church. You're going to hear that during the intro of this sermon here. The sermon starts after communion. And for the first time, probably in almost the 9 years that I've been the pastor there, that we ran out of communion bread. And at least that which was put on the tray in anticipation of how many people would be there this week. And that's the first time that's ever happened. And that really hit me on this morning, that the awesome work that God is doing. He's been sending a lot of people in our way. He's doing a great work at Island Community Church. You hear the sermons here. I hope that you're blessed by what you hear. We're certainly all blessed there, the church, by the Holy Spirit making His presence known. And it's been a great series through the book of Acts. We're going to hear something entitled, Paul on Trial here today. And we're going to look at baptism a little bit. As Paul says, Ananias told him to arise and be baptized so that your sins would be washed away. Does baptism cleanse from sin? Does baptism save you? We're going to get into that a little bit. So this is a 30-minute sermon, so this will play here today, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Yesterday, we just wrapped up the series through the book of Acts, and we'll be starting, I believe, 1 Corinthians here the following week. So I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. If you're looking for a new church, if your church is closed, if you're new to the area and don't have a church, why don't you come out and visit us? We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, a small country church, but I promise you, you'll be blessed if you come by and if you do what God tells you. It's a feel-good church that as you come in, you do what God tells you, and you'll feel good on the way out. Here's part one of this message now.
We don't have any. Praise God. Sorry, you can't have one. Woo-hoo! Thank you, God. Thank you. You can't have one. No, I'm very grateful. I thank God for the great work that He's doing here at Island Community Church. It's such a privilege to be the pastor here of such great people that love the Lord and great people who will sit under the teaching here from this pulpit. Sometimes it cuts like a knife, but if I go to a doctor, because I look at myself, I'm a doctor, but I'm a doctor with 100% cure rate. Never lost a case. And that is, you do what God says in His Word, and you'll be healed or cured spiritually. Do what God says, and then when you walk out the door, you'll be fine. Imagine going to a doctor, and the doctor's scared to offend you and tells you, oh, you're fine, Billy Bob. There's nothing wrong with you. When you got gangrene and your arm's ready to fall off because you won't forgive your brother. What kind of pastor would I be that didn't speak the truth? And everyone here is a result of those that love hearing the truth. And it's great to be the pastor of a church with no tares in it. It really is. The Lord's worked hard to get to this place. We're in the book of Acts. What an awesome time we're having here in this book. Personally, I'm going to have a hard time following up last week's sermon, which in my opinion, ranked up there as one of the best here to the glory of God. And believe me, God gets all the glory, because when you stare at a blank sheet of paper Monday morning and say, dear God, what am I going to do? I realize I'm at the mercies of God once again to fill these pages. Or I say, how on earth can I top last week? It's a humbling thing, let me tell you. Now, today's sermon I've entitled Paul on Trial. Or like on the handout, you see, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Now, we're following Paul here on trial, here before the Romans. And just like what happened to Jesus, when the Jews felt threatened, they conned the Romans into executing Jesus. Now, once again, the Jews are threatened, but this time by the Apostle Paul. And will go to the ends of the earth to silence him or kill him. So let's hit on the highlights here this morning of Paul's initial trial before the Roman commander and then before the governor, Felix. Remember, Paul was warned about going to Jerusalem and that trouble was awaiting him if he went there. And as soon as Paul came to Jerusalem, indeed, trouble started. And now, to prevent a riot, the Roman centurion took the apostle Paul and prevented the mob from killing him. Now let's pick it up. Acts chapter 22, verse 1, if you've got a Bible. Acts 22, verse 1. Okay. Brethren and fathers, remember, this is where we left off. Remember last week, Paul was about to speak, and I'd say, you got to come back next week to hear what he's going to say. That's where we're at. Chapter 22, verse 1. Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now. And when they heard that he spoke to them in Hebrew, they kept silent. Or they kept all the more silent. Then he said, I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel. Now, Gamaliel was a famous teacher. That's like saying I was taught by Billy Graham. He was the Billy Graham of Jerusalem. I was brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's laws, and I was zealous towards God as you are this day. I persecuted this way. Now, this was the early name for Christianity, the way, capital W. Like when Jesus said, I am the way. The church was known as the way. The movement was known as the way in these first early years. That's what it means when he says, I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons, both men and women. And also the high priest bears me witness, and all the council of the elders, from whom I also received letters to the brethren. I went to Damascus to bring in chains, even those who were there to Jerusalem to be punished. All right, now we're getting into Paul's testimony here. Verse 6. Now it happened, as I journeyed and I came near Damascus, at about noon, suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me. And I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Now notice, persecuting you is persecuting him. When someone persecutes you, they're not persecuting you or only you. They're persecuting Jesus. You know, I've had this happen to me. I've had two people who seriously told a despicable lie about me. And they both died a mysterious death. You just never know when it's going to come back around. But when someone persecutes you or says something evil or really bad about you to hurt you, they're not persecuting you, they're persecuting him. That's what he says. And vengeance is mine, he says. We read in the Bible also where it says, for this reason, that, matter of fact, the same text for communion. We read, those that take communion the wrong way, the Bible says, for this reason, many are sick and many sleep. That means many have died. People are sick and have died for taking communion the wrong way. Likewise, the same thing can happen when you do your brother wrong or commit some heinous sin against someone. You might not see them dropping dead like they did in the book of Acts, but Paul says, for this reason, many are sick. You see, sickness sometimes is a result of sin. Regardless of what you've been taught or have heard on the television or by someone else, Satan is not the only one responsible for sickness. Sin is responsible for sickness. Satan is responsible for sickness. Remember, the woman was bent over for 18 years. Jesus said, Satan is the one that did this. God can be responsible for sickness. Ooh, what did he say? Hit the rewind button. Let's try that again. God can be responsible for sickness. Where is that in the Bible? It's on your handout, I think. Revelation chapter 2. The church at Thyatira. I think I put it on the bulletin, didn't I? Listen to this verse. Revelation chapter 2, verse 21, Jesus speaking. This is because this church had a false prophet there that they should have got rid of because they knew she was a false prophet and didn't do anything about it. They let her continue. This is what Jesus said. I gave her time to repent of her fornication, but she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a sick bed and those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless if they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches will know I am he that searches reins or minds and hearts. And I will give to every one of you according to your works. Sometimes sickness comes from God. If you refuse to repent of whatever it is, sometimes he can do that as well. So, okay, verse 8. If that's the case, all you got to do, you see, 100%
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. and on Twitter at